This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Uma. We're joined by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde wants central banks worldwide to consider issuing digital currencies. She also spoke about the changing dynamics in how cash is used, calling it a historic turning point. Interesting that this is coming so soon after we're talking about Harapan Coin as well, actually. Sean, what's the story on this?
She was speaking at the Singapore FinTech Festival, and CNBC looked at how Lagarde highlighted the changing nature of money with demand for physical cash decreasing. And she believes this is actually the duty of central banks to supply money to the digital economy. And even though there's risk when it comes to innovation, which she rightly acknowledged, but at the same time, she also believes while we watch all these startups, private companies, and other apps, of sorts, right? They are introducing different types of digital payment platforms. Central banks, she believes, should take the lead at some point. And because basically she believes that in our case, for example, right, digital currency backed by Bank Negara could help promote financial inclusion, security, and also privacy in payments, and most importantly, become an alternative to paper notes.
Yeah, they will. I mean, I guess a lot of central banks all over the world are still trying to grapple with what digital currency is and how it fits within their regulatory system and all of that stuff. And I don't think any country actually has a comprehensive regulatory framework for this, right? I don't think anyone's come up with one yet.
Well, yeah.
No. And so, yes, I mean, it's going to happen. When this much money is trading hands across digital platforms which are unregulated, authorities and governments get very, very concerned.
Right.
So it's about it's going to happen, and I guess coming from Christine Lagarde might be, you know, at least a signal to everyone. What kind of impact do digital currencies have on central banks and their role in printing banknotes as well as managing money supply? Because that'll be interesting.
Yeah, Lagarde actually singled out central banks like in China, Canada, Sweden, and Uruguay, for example, which are currently embracing this change. And they are currently working towards setting up the right ecosystem for this. For example, this report pointed out that Sweden Central Bank, the Risk Bank, right? They are currently planning to pilot a digital currency called e-krona starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweden is really optimistic about the future of a cashless society, and it's one of the most cashless societies in the world right now. And only 13% of Swedish people are still using cash for their purchases in a shop. And this has, of course, cut a lot of cost in printing banknotes and managing the supply itself. But also bear in mind, digital currencies are not necessarily cryptocurrencies because they are not controlled by regulators, and they rely heavily on the technology, on the trust of the technology itself.
Yeah.
So that's why there was so much flack about on Harapan Coin when they submitted the proposal to Bank Negara.
I think a lot of this is also going to have to do with other supporting infrastructure, right? I mean, if you don't have very high penetration in terms of mobile, in terms of internet, it's going to be really difficult to use this to like buy stuff at a kedai runcit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, the closest I've come to using digital currency or something I thought it was digital currency was like long time ago, was like transferring your credit for using your phone to someone, right?
Well,
so that was like, that was something similar.
It still counts as digital currency. It's just not crypto or Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. So we are already there.
With like BigPay, GrabPay, Touch and Go, they're all forms of, well, they're forms of digital payment.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're still, you still need actual currency based on our regular banking system to put in money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about right now.
Yeah, I'd be curious about the pickup in our society as well, especially among people who are perhaps a little bit older, who are more used to paying with cash. Moving on to Bursa, I understand that Tatgap Group was one of the most active counters today.
Yeah, over 19.4 million shares were traded on the pipe trading and manufacturing group's counter today. And this is after they announced changes to their board of directors, because recently they had new substantial shareholders in the company. So right now they've appointed three new people to their board, and 1% resigned. That gap closed up 4.6% at 22.5 cents.
Sean, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.